Hello.
Hi, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Okay, Tina, I got another card, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's billing then. So for the new card, is it still the Longview Street for the billing address?
Yes, everything's still the same. It's just a new, different card.
Okay, so I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
4931.
Okay.
2100.
Got it.
0428.
Okay.
9808.
9808. And expiration?
830.
And the code?
113.
Okay, so let me get the authorization for the 300 of Google Ads, and then I will go back to your notes and send the technician the notes, the zip codes that you pick. So I got the green light on that, so you're all good to go there. And then so I'll put Google Ads. Okay, so go ahead. You could give me cities or zip codes, whatever's easier.
Okay, obviously Detroit.
Okay.
Now you want the should I go with the surround? Like how it's different zip codes in Detroit.
Yeah, you could hone in on the ones that you like to work in or is where you get the most work or the most high-end work. You know what I mean? Let's say throughout Detroit there's certain zip codes that are not desirable to you, so you don't have to include those. You could say use only these five zip codes within Detroit if you want, you know?
Okay, so let's go with 48224.
Okay.
48213.
Got it.
48234.
Okay.
I don't know no other ones in Detroit.
Okay. Let me look and see if there's any that you will sound familiar if I can find that there's more.
Okay.
There's 48127.
What area is that, do I say?
Dearborn Heights.
No, that's too far.
Too far. Okay. And then let me look at this one. 48201, 48202. I'm looking for the demographics of this one. Wayne County, postal code encompasses the city of Detroit. Nearby zip codes are 48206, 211, 208, 201, 212. So I don't think that's close to the targeted. But the homes for sale in that zip code look pretty impressive. They look like they're mansions almost.
Right.
Yeah, in 48202. So what surrounding areas outside of Detroit do you like to go to?
What's that? Grosse Pointe.
Grosse Pointe, okay.
And Harper Woods.
So Grosse Pointe is 48236. 48236. And Harper Woods, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what that one is. 48225.
Okay. Is it saying, like, anything on the west side? I'm not sure what the zip code is for the west side.
Let's see.
Well, that was five of them so far. I think we ought to just see what that do for now.
Yeah, I would stick with 5 to 7, so you could potentially put two more in if you want, or you could start with this and then add to it as you go, but I probably wouldn't go farther than this. Let me see here. It shows me what the west side of Detroit zip codes are, but it says it would be considered to be bounded by 8 Mile Road to the north, the city of Redford to the west, Woodford Avenue and Highland Park to the east, and Michigan Avenue and the city of Dearborn to the south. So, and then
it, Highland Park is okay.
Highland Park. Okay, there we go. I think that would be good. Okay. Let's see. 48203. Then what about your keywords, Alonzo? Do you want to stick with everything like tree trimming, tree removal, tree service, stump grinding? You want all of the, like, the same that you have for your other campaigns, right?
Yeah. Do I got Tree Service Detroit in there?
You do. Tree Service Detroit is the main category. And then under that, you have tree services, emergency tree service, tree removal, tree stump removal, tree trimming, shrub trimming, stump grinding, yard cleanup, arborist, and tree debris removal.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, you can use, okay, so I'll put use the same keywords. And then what about the offer? You want to say, like, run an end of the year special or end of the summer special or something?
You can go with senior citizens and military discounts.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Okay. Okay. And then, also, do you want to put what it is, like 10% off or 5%, or do you want to put, like, call for the senior citizen or the veteran discount? Is that what it was, senior citizen and veteran discount, right?
Right. Senior citizen,
okay.
Is veteran and military the same thing?
Yeah, the same thing, yeah. I'll put veteran / military. And senior citizen discount.
So I got like $9 a day. So once that's run out, then it'll go back to the bottom, and then the following day it'll circulate and get back on top.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now what if you got some kids goofing around and just clicking onto your thing? Like,
you won't get charged for it if it's malicious. So let's say there's some kids on there and they know that by clicking on it, you know, 50 times that they're thinking you're going to get charged 50 times, right? Google will recognize the IP address that it's coming from and you won't get charged for it because they'll see that it's malicious. But if it's like a one-off thing that somebody's just on there and for some reason or another accidentally they click on it and it wasn't malicious, but it just happened to be, you know, something that, you know, happened as a one-off thing, you'd probably get charged for that because Google doesn't know if it's like a one-off thing. But Google definitely will track the malicious clicks if there are any, and you wouldn't get charged for them.
Okay, so do people got to click onto my website to leave me a review?
So people would click on your Google listing to leave a review, and then if it's a 5-star, it would go on your website, too.
Okay, but I'm saying, is it a charge for that?
No. The matter of fact, the more reviews you get, the better results, obviously, because each time someone leaves you a review, it helps with the higher conversion, and it also helps you, you know, to get, like, more relevancy on Google, you know? So I'll send you that review generator email again. I probably sent it to you in the past, but just so you have it, it's hyperlinked to your Google page, and you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and that always will help you. You're doing great in that department, by the way. You have 66 reviews up there already, but obviously when you can get another one here and there, that helps you too, you know?
Okay. Great. Okay.
Okay.
It's telling me I got some leads. I don't know. I don't have access to get onto my dashboard. Do you have that?
Yep, I'll show you. I can actually, I'll send you the login again so that you have it, and then I can show you how to get on the dashboard. So let me find that email.
The ID number.
Yes, so the username is the phone number with no spaces or dashes. It's just the 10 numbers, 313-213-2186. And then the password is SEM Friends, and the SEM stands for Search Engine Marketing, just so you know. But SEM Friends is also all lowercase, all one word. Now, have you downloaded the Local Splash app on your phone yet, Alonzo?
Not yet. Say friends.
Okay, it's brand new. The app has only been out, probably for 6 months or less. So, you know, if they told you about it before, it was in a beta stage, but now it's actually a full-blown app. And what you would do is you would just search your apps either in the Android or the iPhone and search Local Splash. And once you find it and download it, you log into it one time with that same username and password that I just sent you. And then once you log in, it'll stay on your phone and you can see all of the results that you're getting in real time, which is great.
Okay,
because you can.
When you said SEM Friends, it's FRIENDS. Is the S from the end of Friends?
Yes, it's plural, friends. SEMFRIENDS. That's the password.
Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay.
Yep, and then the link to log in from a computer or your phone is my-localsplash.com or my.localsplash.com. And then that's the page where it's going to ask you for the username and password.
Okay. What else? Can you expedite this thing and get it up?
Yes. I'm going to send them that, too, to please put a rush on it because, I mean, you said that it's slow right now, and this is probably towards the end of the season for tree service because I know in Detroit it's going to start snowing, what, maybe
it
after
is.
Halloween sometime?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I used to live in Chicago, and it would get cold right after Halloween.
Right after Halloween, right. So, Tisha, so I can increase the budget more than 300 if I wanted to?
You can, absolutely. And then it just gives you an extra $3 per day per 100. So a $600 budget would give you, what, $18 a day. A $400 budget would give you $12 a day. So each time you add on to it, you get an extra, you know, $3 a day per 100. Right, and we stretch it out for you so that it'll last. The intention there, Alonzo, is so that the budget lasts throughout the whole month. You know what I mean? Don't put a cap on it. What happens is, you know, that budget can get eaten up before the month ends, and we don't want that to happen, you know?
That make a lot of sense. So,
yeah.
I think I had another question. I forgot that quick. Expedited. So do you know how much it is per click?
No, it all varies based on the keyword and whatnot. If you like, I can have that department call you back before they've actually, you know, make them live. I can send all these notes over and say that you want, you know, them to call you just so that you get some, you know, ideas of the per click charge, you know.
Right. So be your professional opinion between this and Google Guarantee, you think the two of them should do well together?
Absolutely, because they complement each other, because the Google Guarantee is more expensive, but you're paying for the lead, right? And with this, you're paying per click. So that's the nice thing about a program like this is that you can get more clicks for a lesser budget than, you know, you could by paying for a lead, you know? And sometimes a lead comes in and it's a slam dunk and it's a job, and other times it comes in and for some reason or another, it doesn't close, you know? So that's the good thing is if you're paying a smaller amount for a click, it's not as high of a risk for you. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's see how it goes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you ever want me to kind of ramp it up too, like I could tell them, you know, make the budget, you know, $20 a day. And then when it runs out, we could call you to add on more, but it just won't last throughout the month. So I always tell people it's better to crawl before you can walk and start with this the way it is now. And then if you want to add to it later, you can always do so based on the money that you're making off of it. You know what I mean? Kind of reinvest from the profit
yeah,
that you're getting.
Let's see how it goes the first week. And then if I want to add stuff, I'll call you.
I think that's a smart way to do it. Absolutely. Okay. So, so we have a really good game plan. So thank you for adding that, Alonzo. It's always nice talking to you. And then I'll make sure that they expedite this and get them up as soon as possible. I'll say, you know, 3 days if possible. But if not, you know, no longer than by the end of the week, you know, I'll tell them that this is, super urgent to get it going right away. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tina. Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.